Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what I'm a little surprised at? And I saw this over the weekend. That like 40% of couples do absolutely nothing for Valentine's Day.
You just read that?
Is it? I read that over the weekend.
40%?
That can't be right.
That seems
right?
So high.
Well, there are a lot of people that call it the Hallmark holiday.
I know.
And they don't want to participate because they feel like they're being forced to. Men and women alike. I don't know. I thought I'd do a little bit of a little study here. 51059 on the Textnado.
40%?
I saw near like 38%, I think it was. That do
and
not,
these are couples.
As couples, don't participate. And we're talking about people who just think that, like I said, a Hallmark holiday, people that have been together for more than 10 years, people that there was a whole category or several categories.
Huh. That seems incredibly high to me and sad.
Yeah.
It really does. Because, you know, I go overboard for Valentine's Day. I know a lot of you always say, oh, it's a woman's holiday and stuff, but I do a lot for the man, I have to tell you.
Since when?
Always.
What are you talking about? All right, name a big Valentine's Day.
I got a boyfriend a Ducati.
A Ducati?
A motorcycle.
You bought him a motorcycle for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Well, that's just dumb. That was really a dumb move on your part. I mean, that's right.
I'm just saying.
Where'd that get you? He rode off on it.
He did.
Into the sunset, right?
Yeah.
She gave him a Ducati, and by the 15th, he was gone on his Ducati. Never came back.
I know, but you know me. I try to buy love. Come on. I mean, it's a known fact.
Okay, look, right. I said 38%. Look at these Textnados.
Wow. No, we don't need that for our relationship. Okay. Shut up, Jamie. What are you trying to be, Ellen DeGenerate? Wait, what?
That was really mean.
It's degenerous, not degenerate.
Yeah, maybe it's a misspelling.
I feel like that.
I don't think they meant it that way.
And why do I have to shut up? What did I say wrong? What was that? Oh, because
there are a ton of people on here that do nothing for Valentine's Day. I told you, I saw 38%. That I'm with Jamie, though. That seems really high.
Gosh, you're right. We're getting 40% right now. We're getting 60%. We don't do anything.
They say, according to the study I saw,
I guess it's right.
If you're together for X amount of years, it can be what, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe, that it just goes away, that you decide that, hey, look, we don't have to forcibly spend this money. And people look for other options, like, okay, we just bought a new dishwasher or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that they get practical stuff.
Well, you look at practical common sense after a while.
Some people even got married on Valentine's Day and still don't celebrate it.
Wow. Look,
wow.
There are years in the past where I would go out, maybe a watch or something of that nature for Lisa, right?
You better this do something. Year, it's your first.
This year, it's going to be flowers and that's it.
No.
Yeah, maybe we'll go out to dinner this weekend. Probably not on Thursday.
No.
But why?
No, it is Valentine's freaking day. This is your first one married. Ugh. God.
Jamie, we've been together for 10 years.
It doesn't matter. This is your first anniversary Valentine's Day.
Blah, 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 blah. but we don't.
I don't
you know
care.
What? We just did some remodeling. We had some of the house painted.
Nope.
And I had to buy wall outlets, you know? I mean, look.
Is she more important than a wall outlet? Yes, she is. Here's what you do. You surprise her. You have the mom come down and say, hey, listen, she has no idea. Will you come down and watch the baby? And I'm going to go ahead and take her out to dinner. Her favorite place is Elway's, right? Or the Melting Pot is right up there.
Yeah.
Take her to the Melting Pot.
Yeah.
It's right there by your house.
That's true.
Right? You take her to the Melting Pot, have the mom come in. You guys can put some meat on a stick.
All right.
I love the Melting Pot.
Dip some cheese. Yeah.
That's so romantic.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess being the first after being married.
I love that you listened to me.
I'm glad you opened my eyes to this one. But next year, not crap. I'm going to plan for next year. Nothing. And nothing for me either. It's right. not a one-way street
right.
here.
But I'm giving her nothing.
This year, Jamie, okay, I've come to my senses.
Oh, my God. You finally listened to me.
But next year.
This is so great.
Zilch.
Nothing.
Not even meat on a stick.
You show her.
Stick to my guts.
You show her.
I can't believe, though. I mean, at 38% is what I read. And looking at Tuxedo right now, you're right. It's 50%.
Everybody's like, they actually use the word refuse to celebrate.
You feel forced.
And then somebody else said it's about a mass murdering anyway. Valentine's Day.
Well, there is the Valentine's Day massacre. You know,
but I mean, I guess something about Valentine's Day, like how it originated. How did it originate?
I don't think it was a mass murder.
I feel like, no, there was a guy with, yeah, huh?
I feel like a Cupid guy was involved.
That's what I was going to tell you. There was a guy with a bow and arrow and he shot people.
No, that's not. You're confusing two things. There was the same Valentine's Day massacre in Chicago.
Yeah, but
that was
a
mob hit.
There was also a guy with a bow and arrow.
No, the guy with the bow and arrow didn't kill anybody. He shot love into their heart.
Into their butts.
You don't know the story.
I thought it was in their butt.
Who are you to teach me on what I should be doing when you think that it all started with Cupid killing people? Good Lord.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.